Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Kiddushim Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, near the bottom of the Amud, about to address the end of Mishnah Zion and take us all the way to Mishnah Chet in this session. The end of Mishnah Zion, which dealt in the first half with Kibud Av Ve'Em and Mitzvot of parents of father towards children, and the second half dealt with Mitzvot Aseh Shazman Grama and Mitzvot Aseh Shelo Azman Grama, also at the end mentioned Mitzvot Lotaseh. Women and men are equally obligated to observe all Mitzvot Lotaseh, with the exception of Bal Tashchit uBal Takif, which are two mitzvot having to do with hair cutting. We'll look at the details in this session. And Bal Tetameh LeMetim, a woman who is a kohenet, is not restricted from going to funerals and engaging in Tumat Met. All right, let's see. Minhani Mili, how do we know that men and women are equally obligated in all the lotaseis? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Chentan, Rav Shmuel, Amar Kra, Ish or Isha ki yasu mikochato ta'adam, and that's in the parsha of a korban me'ilah, so that a man or woman who does any of the sins is punished, which means that men and women are equal in the area of punishment. Ishva katuv isha liish tochol onshim shebetorah. To Rabbi Elazar Tana, Amar Kra, it says asher tasim lifnehem, the mishpatim are put before them in the plural. Ishva katuv isha liish tochol dinim shebetorah. For all civil matters, men and women are equal, both as far as liability and also as far as the ability to sue. If somebody's ox kills a man or a woman, why does the text say ish o isha? That if a woman is a victim of a crime, we treat that equally as if a man is the victim, as far as reparations and culpability. Now we need all three of these. Why? In other words, we would not know from one of them that women are equal to men in the other. If I only have the first one about onshin mishum kapara chas rachmana Allah, the Torah wants her to be forgiven, therefore the Torah institutes the korban or whatever she has to bring. Aval dinim, but when it comes to dinim, I would have said ema ish devar masumatan in, men who generally ones who do business, they're the ones who are obligated by the laws of civil commerce. And if I only had dinim mishum dechayutehu, I would say that's because it's her livelihood; she needs to live. Ava kofer, when it comes to paying for the death caused by one's animal, ema ish debar mitzvot in, we don't have to pay if a man is killed because somebody's been following mitzvot. Ishalo v'yashmin and high. And if I only had kofer, I said mishum deika ibud neshama because somebody died. Chas rachman Allah, so the Torah has compassion. Well, hanachtarti, when it comes to the other things where there is no loss of life, emalo, so therefore tzrich, I need them all. Alright, the three exceptions are bal takif, bal tashchir, etc. Bishlum, bal tetamim lemeitim, the last one on the list, I understand the source for dichtiv, in the beginning of what we refer to as parshat emor, emor lakonim, b'nei aharon, that they cannot become tame. B'nei aharon v'lo b'not aharon, famous drashas. It's only the men who are restricted. Ela bal takif bal tashchit menal. And how do I know that bal takif, which is lo takifu pa'at roshchem, to not cut the corners of your hair, and bal tashchit pa'at zekanecha, is not to shave, as we're going to find out, with a razor on certain points in the face. We dealt with this in great detail in Masechet Nazir. How do I know that the women are not obligated? Dichtiv lo takifu pa'at roshchem lo tashchit pa'at zekanecha. The two isurim put in the same pasuk. To tell you, kol sheishto v'hashchata ishto v'hakafa, only people who are restricted from hashchata, the beard one, are also restricted and forbidden from hakafa, from cutting the hair, in that fashion. Rahani nashi ho v'lo itanu v'hashchata, since women could not be limited in hashchata zakan, leitanu v'hakafa, therefore they're also exempt from bal takif. How do I know that they're not limited by hashchata? First of all, it's reasonable. They don't have beards. I could say it's based on the pasuk. In the plural. In the singular. From the fact that Torah changed to the singular. It should have stayed in the plural. Why does it say your beard? It's speaking to the one, which is the man. Now, is that really true that women could not be considered to have a beard if they have growth there? Velo v'atanya zakan isha v'hasaris. If a saris who doesn't have facial hair or a woman grows hair on that spot in the beard in the chin, shalu seyah harein kizakan v'chol divrem. That's considered a beard. So we assume that that means consider a beard for the issue of hashchata. Malav hashchata. No, Amar Abaye al hashchata lo matzi tamit. Abaye says you could not argue that that's for hashchata. Why? The yalif pa'at pa'an imnei Aharon. If you look at the psukim, you'll see that it says that the bnei Aharon lo takit lo yakifu pa'at rosham lo yigalechu. They cannot cut the corner of their head, and it says pa'at zekanecha in our context. So therefore, we learn from bnei Aharon malah nashim turot of kanashim turot. Because what did we just say about bnei Aharon when it comes to tumat mate? Bnei Aharon v'lo benot Aharon. And the way we're going to read the parsha is that Bnei Aharon v'lo benot Aharon doesn't just apply to Tum, it applies to all of these Surei Kohuna. So therefore, you could not argue that women are limited from Hashchatat Zakan, because the Zakan of a woman is considered a Zakan for that purpose, because the text already took them out. V'yisfirulan d'chikata Bnei Aharon akulein yonaktiv, it's a time out. If you think that Bnei Aharon really covers the whole parsha, then nishto kramine, then the Torah doesn't have to say pa'at, v'teiti b'kal v'chomer. And then I'll know, b'kal v'chomer, that women are not obligated, even regular women. Va'ana ameina uma, kohanim shereim ha'katu mitzvot yeterot, kohanim, who have extra mitzvot. Nonetheless, b'nei Aharon v'lo b'not Aharon, it's only the men, not the women, who are limited from cutting their hair a certain way. Yisrael, kol shekein, Yisrael, who have fewer mitzvot, certainly the women are not restricted from that. So what do I need pa'at? So the answer is, ilav gzereshav. If I didn't have pa'at pa'at, havei amena hifsik ha'inyan, I would think that Bnei Aharon doesn't go all the way down. It just goes to the first statement about tumat meit. And then there's other things about the Kohen Gadol, etc. And then it says that pa'at zekanam lo yigalechu, that's not limited by Bnei Aharon. Now, hashtanami ne'eman hifsik ha'inyan, so why don't I indeed say that? Why do I think that Bnei Aharon covers the whole parsha? V'imishum gzereshav, v'ayleh l'chetanya. And by the way, the gzereshav itself, I need for something else, which is, lo yigalechu, when it says that the kohanim cannot shave their beards, yachol gilchol misparayim hiya chayav, I might think that if you cut with a scissors, you're chayav for violating that law, tamid lomar lo tashchit. Therefore, in the Yisrael, it says, do not destroy. Yachol liktob milkat v'hitni yechayev, I might think that even if you use a tool that removes the hair, but doesn't cut on the skin, you'd still be chayav, because there's lo tashchit. Therefore, in the context of the Kohanim, the same Yisur is called Liyo Yalechu. Hakitzad, how do I put the two of them together? Giluach sheish pahashchata. It has to be hair cutting of the hair, which also is destroying. Haviomer is a tar, that's a razor. So the Yisur is only a razor, but I need the Gzerah Shava to compare the Yisur, the unique Yisur of the Kohanim and the general Yisur of Yisrael of cutting their facial hair in order to use Hashchatan Giluach together and to arrive at the fact that only a Tar is Chayav. So I can't say I need the Kal V'chomer to tell me women are exempt. So the answer is, Im kei nichtov kra et shebekanecha. Then I don't need the word Pe'at in there, because the comparison is Tashchit and Tegaleach, etc., and Zakan. My Pa'at Zakanecha, why do I say Pa'at Shpamanatarti? So I'm able to do two kind of parallel Gzera Shavah manifestations here. One of them, the general Pasuk, against the one about the Kohanim, to tell me, to balance out what the meaning is, Giluach and Hashchata, and specifically the odd word Pa'at in both cases, to tell me, just like women are exempt in the case of Kohanim, women are exempt in the original case. And now I say that the entire Parsha is informed by Bnei Aharon v'lo benot Aharon. All right, but if that's the case, where we started the question saying that if a woman does have a beard, it's called a beard. What's that for? To say that a woman can become tamei b'tumat negoim if she has that hair there and then the hair is that color. So tumat negoim, what do you mean? That's not a lesson of a bright, that's in the pasuk. Yishor yishak, naga b'rosh v'zakan. If a man or a woman has a nega on their head or their beard, it's not for that, it's for Taharat Negaim, that they also have to be Mitaher at that particular point. Wait a second, Taharat Negaim, Namib Shita, that's also no-brainer. Kimon de Batumahi, since it can become Tomei, it has to clear up Batarahi. The answer is no, it's not so simple. Maybe the Torah is writing it sort of in a bifurcated manner. Ish oisha ki yevo naga barosh ovezakan, meaning, If a man or woman has a negah barosh, or bezakan, meaning if it's a man, hadar atal leish, That's right. Kamash Malan, no, that applies to women also, but it's only about Negoim, it's not about Hashchata or anything else. Now, Isi Tani, Af Bal Yikruchu Noshim Pterot. Isi goes back to our Mishnah and says, I've got a fourth exception to the rule that women and men are equal in all lotaseis. Bal Tatame, Bal Tashrit, Bal Takif, and Bal Yikruchu. That women, that the prohibition that Jewish men are not allowed, Jewish people are not allowed to cut their hair as a sign of mourning, cut their head as a sign of mourning, or shave themselves as a sign of mourning, women are exempt from that. My time at Isi, where did he get that from? The Darish Hachi, the key pasuk of there is in the middle of Parshat Rei. Banim atem la'adonai v'echem lo titgodadu v'lo tasimu korcha b'nechem lamet. Says, you are sons to God. Do not cut your skin and do not make a bald spot between your eyes over a dead person. Ki am kadosh atah la'adonai v'echa, because you're a holy nation to God. Now, we show, by the way, if you want to see something gorgeous, take a look at this forno there. But banim v'lo banot l'korcha, so it's only boys. Sa'atom r'l'korcha, you're telling me that it's specifically in the halacha of korcha that it's only boys and not girls. Maybe it's lotit godedu. And maybe, because after all, it says banim atem, lotit godedu comes first. And lotit godedu is to cut your skin. Now the answer is Shu Omer, Ki Am Kadosh Ata, L'Adonai L'Racha, when the second pasuk says Ki Am Kadosh Ata, which applies to everybody, Hare Gedidah Amur, that's referring to Gedidah, and therefore anybody who's part of an Am Kadosh's limit is not allowed to do that. Hamanim Kayim Ganim V'lo Banot, the Korcha. So I'm assigning Banim V'lo Banot, which is the exclusive phrase to Korcha, to cut in the hair. And Ki Am Kadosh Ata, which is the inclusive phrase, the large tent, to refer to Gedidah, which by the way is switching kind of the order of what's going on. Meaning, it's applying the earlier sentiment to the later halacha, and the earlier halacha to the later sentiment. So why did you go that way? Why are you including gedidah as something women are not allowed to do, and korcha as they're not affected by it? The answer is, I want to include gedidah. Why? It's something that could apply where in a place where there's hair or not. You could do gedidah on your head, you could do that on your face. I mean, we can't do any of them, but it applies there. The korcha is clearly smaller, a smaller iser, because not smaller in significance, but in scope, because it only applies where there's a collection of hair on the head. Why don't I do this? Why don't I say only men are limited by korcha and gedida? It's referring to srita, which is slashing yourself. So these are all, by the way, customs that the pagans had of rituals over the hearing about the death or burying somebody. Kesavar Isi, the answer is that Isi holds Srita Ugdida Achati. It's the same answer. So therefore there's not three to play with here. We've only got two. One is included and one's excluded, and he goes in that direction. Now Abaye Amar, he says a different reason. He's talking about Isi. Isi's reason for including women in the Isser of Gedida and not in Korcha, Tagamar Korcha Korcha Mnei Aaron. This goes back to what Abaye just said, that you have lo yikruchu korcha v'rosham in the context of Kohanim, and you just had the pasuk here about Yisrael. And what do we know about Kohanim? All those Yisraelim only apply to male Kohanim. Mal alan nashim p'turot, afkan nashim p'turot. Now, let's go back and ask the same question we just asked. V'yisrael an d'chiktiv k'rabuchulein yonahu d'chiktiv, if we think that b'nei Aaron and b'not, not b'not Aaron applies to the whole parsha of Kuhuna, nishto kramine, the Torah then doesn't have to say korcha, v'teiti b'kal v'chomer. I don't know by kal v'chomer. V'anameinu ma kohanim shriba ma katu mitzvot yeterot kohanim, who have more mitzvot b'nei aron v'lo b'not aron. Still, the prohibition of cutting your hair a certain way only applies to the men. Yisrael l'kol shekin, so Yisrael certainly will only apply to the men. The answer is no. He loved gzer shav. If I didn't have the gzer shav of korcha, v'ameinu hifzik kanyan, I would think, again, that b'nei aron does not apply all the way down. It only applies to tumat mate. So hashtanami nem hifzik kanyan, why don't we indeed say that? And by the way, v'imishum gzereshava, this is exactly following a template we had earlier. V'imishum gzereshava in bailei lechletanya, we need the gzereshava korcha korcha for something else. Lo yikrechu, yachol afilu kirech arba v'chamesh krichot lo yeichai v'la'achat. I might think that even if you cut or made four or five different bald spots, you don't leave chayv once, tamalomar korcha. Therefore it says yechayv for each korcha, chayv kol achat v'achat, and each one is a separate chiyuv. So Birosham, why does it say Birosham at the Lomf Ishinemar lo titkodadu velo tasimu korcha bein einechem lamet? So in the context of the Kohanim, it talks about doing a korcha on their head. In the context of Israel, it talks about doing it between their eyes. Yachole chayv ala bein einaim. I might only think you're chayv only if you did it right between the eyes, that cutting. I mean, either about kol rosh. How do I know that if you do it anywhere on the head? Tamalom Birosham. Therefore, I have the pasuk of the Kohanim that says on their head, Chayav al harosh kevein ha'inayim. So therefore, the pasuk of the Kohanim tells me anywhere on the head, and tells me in each individual kor chayachayiv for. And that's why I need the gzera shava. Ve'inli ala kohanim, I only know that this applies to kohanim, shirim ha'makat mutu mitzvot yiterot. I know the Kohanim have extra mitzvot, so maybe it's only the Kohanim who could be chayiv for each one, and only Kohanim who could be chayiv on any spot on the head. Yisrael menalan. How do I know it applies to Yisrael where it says bein enechem? So I might think that's the only location. Nemar kan korchav, nemar lahan korchav. That's the answer to the gzer shava. Ma kan chayiv akol korchav, korchav chayiv al rosh kevein enayim. Just like in Kohanim, I'm chayiv for each act of korcha, and I'm chayiv on any part of the head. Afan chayiv akol korchav, korchav korchav chayiv al rosh kevein enayim. Same thing with Yisrael. So I need the gzera shava for that. On almeitaf kan almeit, and just like in the context of the Israel, it's specifically responding to death. Similarly with the Kohanim, if the Kohanim cut their hair because it's some weird style, that's not a violation of the law. So we see now that we're stuck that we have good reason to think that Bnei Aaron does not inform the entire parsha, and the gzera shava is needed for something else. So Abaye is stuck. Imkei nichtov kra kereach. Therefore, if that was all it was, the Torah could just say, kereach, my korcha, why did it say korcha? To create the, it's an extra letter that tells you that's a gzera shava with the Kohanim also for the other rule, which is that women are excluded. Shem natarti. That's Abaye. Rava has a simpler answer. Simpler meaning it's a shorter answer. Hadn't time at Isi, you know why Isi says that women are exempt from korcha? The yalif ben enecha mitfilin. You put tefillin ben inechem, you're not allowed to do korcha ben inechem. Malan nashim p'turot, just like women are pater from tefillin. Avkan nashim p'turot. So any ben inechem thing, women are pater from. That's Rava's whole argument. Rava maitam alo markavai. So why didn't Rava like Abaye's reason, which is the gzera shava? The answer is that his gzera shava, if you recall, rested on seeing the hay of korcha as a significant addition, which calls for another gzera shava. The answer is korach korcha lo mitzmashpale. Rava didn't make a big deal about that. Didn't think it was significant. Abaye matam alo marka Rava. Why didn't Abaye say the same as Rava to say that that it's like tefillin? Amachat tefillin gufayim mihacha gamarla. He said that's where I know that women are exempt from tefillin is because it's compared to korcha. I start that women are pater from korcha. Ben echem tells me they're pater from tefillin. And by the way, that's also how I know, and perhaps this is really what he meant, that's also how I know the location of tefillin. Just as I know that korcha has to be high up on the head where there's hair, so tefillin also have to be where the hairline is. What do they do with banim atem? Because Abaye and Rava, unlike the first explanation, did not see Isi's arguments resting on banim v'lo banot. So what do they do with banim? So a beautiful homily. And by the way, Tanya, banim atem l'adonai levechem, b'zman she'atem no'agim minhag banim, atem kriim banim. When you behave like children to God, loyal, loving, then you're called banim. And atem no'agim banim, atem kriim banim. If you don't behave like banim, you're called avadim. And by the way, you're not called banim. And by the way, in parallel sugi it says, but you're called avadim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Remeir omer bein kach uvein kach atem kriim banim. Whether you're loyal to God or not, whether you behave or misbehave, you're called banim. It's very lovely. Shenemar banim sachalim hema. They're foolish sons. Vomer banim loy munbam. This is a children who have left me. I can't trust them, but they're my seal children. Rezera mereim banim mashchitim. There's a children who are doing evil, but they're still children. The famous piece at the beginning of Hosea with the either real or imagined taking of the whore and having children with her and then having to send them away, and then she is Bnei Yisrael whoring after, and their children are Bnei Yisrael and they're called Lo Ami, and then they're going to be called Bnei El Chai. So in other words, even though they're doing Avodah Zarah, they're still called Bnei El Chai. My Vyomer, so why did I need all these psukim? Maybe if they're foolish, I go back to the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, banim sachalim, said Mela, if they're foolish, so they're still called banim. But when I can't trust them anymore, lo mikri bani, therefore maybe I don't call them banim. Toshma v'yomer banim lo munbam. Therefore, I have the pasuk from Hazinu that sons that I can't trust are still sons. So good, maybe when they cannot trustworthy, they're called sons. But maybe when they're doing Avodah Zarah, they're already not called banim. Therefore, we have the pasuk from Yeshayahu. If they do Avodah Zarah, they're called banim. Maybe they're called destructive sons. Bani Malya lo mikri, but they're not called good sons. That these children will be called Bnei Elchai, and these are children who are doing Avodah Zarah. Nonetheless, God loves them. God loves us and cherishes us as his children. Okay, we will pick up with Mishnah Chet, which, as you could see, is schematically very different than what we've had till now. Very short pieces, and we will take it to Daf Lamed Vav Amud Bet. In the meantime, we're on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful day.